Hey, what is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? This is Bear With Us. I am Matt. She is Leah. Leah, how are you this morning?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I am tremendous. If I were any better, I might explode.
Wow.
This could be the best day of my life.
Really?
No.
Why is that?
I just tell myself that because it's interesting and better than saying, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
It could potentially be the best day of my life.
Well, I guess we'll see.
There's still time left in the day.
There is still time.
We're about to record a podcast, so while it could be the best day of my life, this may be the greatest show we ever do. Conversely, it could all go south in a hurry.
It sure could. But before we get into it, I just want to say thank you so much to everyone that listened and subscribed so far and are leaving comments and whatever else you can do when you listen to podcasts.
The old five-star review.
The old five-star review, if you will, honey. Really, we're so appreciative. And because of you, we're continuing on this podcast journey. And we couldn't do it without you guys.
Based on the comments we've been getting, overwhelmingly positive. What a pleasant departure from our other lives.
Our normal
where everything
circumstances.
Is negative and awful and hateful and divisive.
It is weird. It's weird to read all these positive reviews and positive comments. Like you said, it's so different. Normally, I'm just, Leah, you suck. You're this, you're that. You're a piece of shit. And now it's like, Leah, you're actually not that bad.
Not that bad. It's better than nothing. So we'll take it. But yeah, we appreciate you guys. So keep at it. Tell a friend. We continue to grow this. We know the numbers are growing. I get to track them in a fun little app that I use. So the show is growing, which is cool news.
Because you guys are liking it, you're listening to it, you're subscribing. Maybe you are telling your friend, but if you already told a friend, maybe tell another.
Get more friends and tell them.
Get more friends, you loser. Just kidding, we love you.
And the best way, as we all know, to make new friends is over a shared beverage, preferably of the adult variety. And we are proud to let you know that for the following 7 days, ending July 15th, if you head over to capocagna.com, that's CAPOCAGNA.com, use the code BEARWITHUS, BARE, with us, you get 30% off.
30%?
Your entire order.
Entire order.
So even if you're lame and boring and dull and not much fun to be around, if you have a case of wine, you are much more likely to make new friends.
I like that we're just basically causing them to become alcoholics.
We're not causing anybody to do anything. We're simply
suggesting. Like, you're not fun, so drink some alcohol.
I mean, that's a scientific fact.
Or, I will say, if you're drinking, maybe it makes it a little more fun. Or, a little segue here, it can make you a little more jealous.
It was a good attempt at a segue.
Come on.
It was fine.
Don't you think that when you're drinking, a lot of times your jealousy gets exacerbated?
Well, great use of the word exacerbated, perfectly accurately used, and your point is not incorrect. However, I would like to set the table previous to you jumping in with your... segue attempt. She does.
Come on, I'm trying here.
You're doing great. She does 5 weeks of podcast. Now all of a sudden she is going to call the transitions on
before,
the fly.
Before I'm just like the shittiest podcaster, and now I'm trying and I'm working and I'm trying to improve, and it's still not good enough.
Much like our podcast continues to grow, so do you as a podcaster. You're doing great, baby. But to your point, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about a heavy hitter, this big, intense subject. In my opinion, probably the great destroyer of most relationships, jealousy. I think we can both agree, and I'm pretty sure anybody listening to this can agree, particularly having experienced it at some point in their lives, nothing will destroy a relationship quicker than a good old case of the jealousy.
I got a case of the jealous bugs.
Is that a Boston thing?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, okay, that's not going to catch
like,
on.
Like, oh, look at her over there. She's got the jealous bugs.
I mean, feel free... to weigh in on that. This is a classic case
that
of
a thing?
Leah trying. Stop trying to make fetch happen, okay? Jealous bugs are not a thing.
Whatever.
I don't foresee them being a thing. But jealousy, unfortunately, however, is a massive part. I know I have been on the good and bad end of jealousy. I don't know if there's a good end, but yeah. I've been on both sides. I have been the jealous one. I have been the one being jealous of. How do you say that in past tense?
You got a target on your back, honey.
In your humble opinion, do you fancy me a jealous person?
I wouldn't consider you jealous, no. I do feel like there are certain things or certain things that I might do that might make you a little jealous. But to me, I feel like you're not a jealous person.
Okay, that was the correct answer because I don't fancy myself a jealous person. However, there are certain things which we will delve
into. We're only human, right? Everyone has a little bit of jealousy.
Exactly. And we are products of our past and our environments. I think jealousy is a human nature. It really is. That's why when you're a kid, you have to be taught that sharing is a good thing.
Right.
And so I think we're kind of inclined as human beings to go, oh, this is my partner. They're mine. I think that's part of human nature is to be jealous. When I look at you and think instinctively, she's mine or vice versa.
Like that. I know. I want to belong to you.
And I understand that on like a romantic level. But as far as like a functional level,
right.
Jealousy is kind of an inherent thing we all deal with. And I think after all these years and failed relationships, I feel like I finally kind of have a grasp on it. Not to say it never occurs. Not to say it never rears its head. I just kind of think I figured out how to deal with it and at least keep it inside before it turns into anything.
I feel the same way. I feel like if you haven't learned from your mistakes from past relationships, then that's on you. Like we learn, you know, if we're getting a little too possessive or if, you know, we've all had fights before about jealousy. So you have to learn. And I feel like I'm in the same position as you. I've learned from my past. I don't feel like, I mean, of course we all revert back to our old ways once in a while. But would you consider me a jealous person?
No, I haven't really experienced it. I mean, at least you haven't verbalized it or I haven't noticed frequently enough to where I can name an instance right now.
I will say, I feel like a little bit of jealousy is a good thing, though.
I agree with you. I think more so the most dangerous that jealousy can be, in my opinion, is in the beginning of a new relationship.
Okay.
Because you are not yet comfortable. You haven't fully earned the trust of your partner and vice versa. You're still trying to play it out. To me, then is that much easier to go, oh, wait a minute, what the hell is this? That seems the slightest bit off.
Right.
So when you're first dating somebody or getting to know them or first start hanging out, I know I've been more inclined to be like, what the hell is that about? Who's
like
that?
Can you give me an example?
In a minute.
Okay.
I don't want everything to just pertain to you and me.
I get it, but we can't also just preach and be like, don't be jealous. Like, we have to obviously...
I'm not preaching. I'm getting there. I'm getting there, podcast host.
Oh, Maron, I don't like to wait.
Let me drive the ship,
okay? I'll be in the back with a damn floaty.
Last week, I admitted to being the parsley to your steak. Let me be the captain, and you can sit up in the crow's nest.
I'll be your skipper.
No, the captain is the skipper.
Oh. Who's the girl that I'm thinking of?
What girl?
Like Gilligan's Island.
Like Marianne? She was like a guest.
Wasn't her name Skipper?
No, that was Barbie's sister.
Okay, I'm
there was
way
the
off.
Skipper.
Okay, is then I just
boat
wanna...
slang for the captain.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
No, this is all staying in too.
Okay, then I don't want to be
the skipper. A 3-hour tour.
You steer the boat, babe. I will just serve the drinks.
Okay, perfect. We found a role that you have embraced and excelled in. Anyway. When you and I first started dating, or not even dating, talking to one another, and this kind of goes back to our honesty to a fault situation, which now I'm very happy we have, but the one thing that really kind of stuck in my mind, even though it was happening when you and I were just kind of chatting, we weren't even like even a thing yet, you acknowledged to me that you had gone on other dates.
Yes.
So that right there planted this seed inside me. Like any time you were not with me, I'm like, oh, she's probably dating somebody else. Oh, she's probably out doing this, probably out doing that. And it took me a long time to get over. Like, there are still times where I'll go, like, I don't worry about it anymore. Like, it's not like a jealous fear, but I'm just like, oh, man, that still just sits weird with me. Not that you did anything wrong. As a single woman, that was perfectly within your parameters and rights to do so. However, just knowing that, like, I'm glad I know now because now I know how honest we are with one another.
Yes.
But at the time, I'm like, I don't know if I can trust her. Like, maybe she's seeing this dude. Or like, oh, I'd see somebody, you know, we'd see somebody in passing, whether it be at work or whatever. I'm like, oh, well, maybe there's a thing there. Maybe I got something to worry about. And it really put me on high alert for a while.
I can understand that. But I was way honest. Like, I didn't need to tell you I was going on these dates because, as you said, I was a single woman doing my own thing. But whenever I got home from those dates, I'm like, yeah, that guy was a loser. All I thought about was you the whole time. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it was like, I get it, but at the same time, I was way honest about all of it. So.
And weirdly enough, I've never, ever been into the hard to get thing when it comes to girls. I've never been like, oh, she's got all these other options and these great guys. Why can't it be me? It's never even been a thought that I entertained. Right. I was always like, okay, whatever. I don't need her. He can have her. Whatever. There's more. Well, then you break my mold and I'm like, that really bothers me that she's going to see these other guys and I want her to see me and me only. And it was like a whole weird transition period for me.
Babe.
No, I'm serious. Well, then now it makes more sense when I get mad at you for no reason whatsoever because I'm just having thoughts.
You're
flashbacks.
Just like festering these old dates in your head.
Exactly.
But that's cute.
It's cute in hindsight.
Right. In the moment, like I can see how that would be very like.
Had the jealousy monster reared its head in the middle of a date or a conversation, it very easily could have been like, oh, this dude's a head case. He's super jealous. He won't leave me alone. He wants to be in all of my business. And I could see that being highly unattractive as well.
So whenever I would hang out with Bree, you know, I'm living in Florida. We were like becoming official, like kind of, you know, and I would be going out with Bree. Bree's my sister, by the way. And you would be like texting me just weird things, or you'd be very short with me. And I'd be out with Bree and I'd be like, why is he being so weird? Like, I didn't understand why. And it's literally my sister and I, and we don't get wild. We don't do like, we go to like a rent. We usually go to Louis Bossy in Fort Lauderdale. That's all we would ever go. Sit at the bar, have a few drinks.
Way to blow up your own spot, by the way.
Well, I don't live there anymore.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean,
I want to give them a little credit because I love Louis Bossy.
Okay, great.
They have a great charcuterie board. And great cocktails. So we'd go there and we'd just be like chatting most of the time about you or her boyfriend, whoever she's like dating at the time. And I'm like, I just don't understand. And eventually I realized and I learned like you were like worried about me going out, even though there was nothing to worry about.
I would be short or less than verbal or social, maybe for that reason. But that was my defense mechanism to go, okay, I'm probably being stupid. I'm probably in my own head. I don't think I have anything to worry about. But just in case, I'm not even going to give her the time of day.
Right. That's which is also defense. Like, ew. Why are you going to be like that?
I don't know. That's
when
just how I am.
Literally all I did the whole time was gush about you to my sister. And it's not like we're going out like, oh, let's get dicks and like get dates and find
was that a phase?
No.
I don't know.
I've never been that girl. I've never had a one night stand. I've never like just gone out to be like, let me see who I can pick up. If you want to ask Brianna, when I first broke up with my ex and she tried getting me to like go out and stuff, guys would come up to me at the bar and I'd be like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, fuck off. And Brianna was like, Leah, you can't be like that. I'm like, why? Like, I have no interest. Like, I'm not good at being single. I don't like to just like go out and try to find dudes or flirt with. I don't know. That's just not me. So it's so funny that you would even get a little jealous.
Well, it goes to the beginning of most relationships.
Right.
And dare I say that anyone that's listening to this that I'm sure has found themselves, this isn't like rocket science.
Right.
I'm not turning over some new leaf here. Everybody's probably felt it. I just worked really hard on not letting it get the best of me. Whereas 15 years ago, I would have gone to hell with you. I don't even want to see you look at another dude. I'll kick you to the curb. It is what it is. And I mean, I did have that thought quite a few times. I was like, I said, I'm done. I don't want to talk to this chick anymore. She's too much work for me. But alas, you hooked me and roped me in. See, I made a fish reference because of the skipper.
I'm skipper. I'm disco Barbie.
Anyway.
That's from Never Been Kissed.
We weathered the early storm.
We did. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, as am I. But now it's still not an issue, but it's something that could potentially show up at any given time.
Right.
And I feel as though we haven't had this as a real issue personally, but I know a lot of people do. And I have in the past. I'm sure you have in the past. We can help somebody navigate the treacherous waters of
the
jealousy.
Jelly bugs.
Okay. We're not. We've already established jelly bugs are not happening.
Well, I'm making it a thing.
It was jealous bugs before. Now,
oh, now
it's
I've
jelly
shortened
bugs.
It. Jelly bugs. It's almost like a jelly bean, but it's a bug. And it's jelly. Jelly bug. So how are we going to help these people? Because I'm not an expert.
I'm not an expert either. I don't know if we're going to help anybody. I'm just saying that should at least be the goal. That was kind of why we agreed to start doing this. Is like, hey, we've been through some shit, but the jealousy thing hasn't really been too terrible to us at this point. But there are times we've seen glimpses of it.
Yeah.
and I wrote down some notes and some questions. More so questions, not actual incidents or anything that I think a lot of people can relate to. The one thing I've not noticed from you, and I don't think you get it from me, is just the basic finding other human beings attractive.
Sure.
I think a lot of people, and it's like a long-running joke. If you're a dude, there's that meme with the guy walking arm-in-arm with his girl, and he's looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Maybe a little far. I mean, if I'm breaking my neck walking down the street, and I get...
That would definitely piss me off.
If I get punched in the ribs for that one, I probably deserve it. But the general thought process that another human being is attractive does not necessarily mean I want to sleep with them or be with them.
Right.
But it's cool to go, oh, hey, that I think that girl's hot. Or if you go, I think that dude's really cute.
Right.
Particularly if it's not someone personally in our lives.
Right.
Television, from
actresses,
afar.
Actresses, celebrities, someone you see walking down the street.
Game.
Yeah, of course.
Totally fair game.
I will say this is something that took me a long time to be okay with. Like I was in relationships, you know, high school, college, early 20s, where I was not comfortable with who I was or how I looked. I had a lot of insecurities, and I think a lot of women can relate to that. You know, you're always comparing yourself, even right now with social media and Instagram, are comparing yourself to how other women look or to how, you know, men look at women and the expectations of what we're supposed to look like. And I was dealing with that a lot in my early 20s. So when I was, you know, dating and had boyfriends, and they'd be like, oh, that girl's cute. And I would be so feeling so jealous and insecure because I'm like, well, I guess I don't look like that. And I would be constantly comparing myself to other women. Finally, I'm at a point in my life where I'm comfortable with who I am. I don't have to worry about keeping up with anyone. I am who I am, and I love how I am. And of course, everyone has insecurities, and there's things that I'm sure I could improve upon. But I'm finally comfortable in my own skin. So I feel like that is an important thing. When you're finally comfortable with yourself, you're not intimidated or worried about other people.
You got to have your own head on straight before you can be good to anybody else. Completely agree. Which, what about friends of the opposite sex? Because I know, again, these are things in the past I've experienced where like, what the hell are you doing hanging out with her? It's like, oh, that's my friend. But I can also see the other side of the coin where if you and some dude that you've known since college just decide to go out for drinks, if I don't know them particularly, I go on red alert.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that?
You know
what
I'm saying? That.
That doesn't mean there's ever anything happened. I mean, because that's, I guess, a semi-regular occurrence, but I'm just saying.
Well, I think our situation's a little different too, where we're around the same people we worked with for years, right? So you have female friends from our company. I have dudes that I've been hanging out with since I was, you know, it was 2013, 2014 I started working for a company. So it's like you have people and friends. So it's like when you're overseas or you're out and you're drinking with a bunch of people, I don't feel like that's that big of a deal. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
But I feel like if it was a regular occurrence where I'm going out with this dude from work like a couple nights a week or something like that, then for sure I would be like, and if it was opposite, I would be like, babe, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you out with her all the time? Like, I would feel like that's weird.
Right.
But I think as long as you keep open communication about it, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's another thing that like comes with time and your ability to grow as a couple to kind of build your trust, because the conversation we started with when you're dating is not the same conversations that you and I have now, because
we've built trust.
So,
and we learn how each other operate. You know, when you first start dating someone, you don't realize how they are with other people or with other friends, or you don't know their, like, what makes them tick or what they're really into. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like once you're really like into your relationship, you get how they are and you understand, like you said, you build that trust and you build your sort of boundaries and guidelines of how each other operates.
Right. The one thing that I've encountered a handful of times, and it seems like at least female friends of mine say the same thing, all my friends are guys. That to me has always been kind of a red flag.
Yeah.
I understand you may not have a million female friends, but all my friends are dudes.
That means you're
some muddy water there, because I think of everything from a man's perspective, and this is my chimpanzee brain just kind of functioning on its level.
Can I guess what you're going to say?
What?
That no matter what, a dude is thinking about f***ing his friend.
At some point.
That you think about it.
If you get stuck in the friend zone.
Yes.
No one intends to get stuck in the friend zone. That's
stay
why
there.
It's this joke that, that has permeated society. Like, oh man, she friend zoned me. Your initial intention was to sleep with that person.
Right.
Potentially to be romantically linked to that person.
Or just to have sex. Like, that's what a lot of dudes
I was using the euphemism sleep with.
Well, yeah, but you're saying potential romance.
I said sleep with first.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh.
Sorry.
Try to pay attention to me.
My God.
I'm right here.
Look to me in my eyeball.
But yeah, I that to me is like a huge red flag. All my friends are guys.
Who are trying to f*** you.
Right. Or they may not
be playing hard to get or whatever.
Not even actively be trying.
Right.
They might have resigned themselves to the friend zone.
Right.
They might have just kind of gone, okay, well, that's never going to happen. Well, we can at least be friends. And that's not to say that that's not impossible, because I'm sure we're going to get messages saying, well, yeah, my best friend and I, we've never kissed and we've been best friends for 16 years. Sure.
There's exceptions to every rule.
Right. I'm just saying, generally speaking, most dudes want one thing first.
Yep.
They don't even want to talk to you unless somewhere in their brain is going,
They've thought about it. They're thinking about it. They're trying. If they haven't yet, they're going to try. Like, it's just, I completely agree with you.
Yeah. It's just very weird to me when all my friends. Now, again, I don't have any male friends that I know of that have exclusively female friends.
Right.
I'm sure they exist.
Sure.
And obviously, everyone's a case-by-case basis.
What do you got next? You got another question for me?
Is this what this has become? Just a
Q&A?
Well,
you said you had some questions.
I have some notes, basically, so I could keep my thought process on track so we didn't end up singing show tunes 7 minutes in.
What is wrong with a little bit of show tunes?
And that's the failure number one today. Okay, now let's keep expanding upon reasons to be jealous or people whom to be jealous of. What about exes?
I was going to say that. Okay. My gosh. Well, I guess we have to first think about, what is the reason they broke up? Did you break up with them or did they break up with you? If they broke up with you and you're still friends with them, that means you still want to be with them. There's a little bit of,
I could see that
feeling there,
sure,
right? If you're not the one that broke it off, but you're still like, oh, well, they broke up with me, but you're obviously still holding on to that. If you're friends with them, I don't know. I don't like being friends with an ex. I just don't.
I never have. I mean, I've done it for short periods of time. Obviously, being divorced,
I was just going to say that is a weird situation for us because I'm going to say it from my perspective. You're obviously divorced, and it's like for you to have to constantly talk to your ex, obviously, because you have children.
Because of the children.
Right.
That's the big caveat there.
Right.
It's not like I just decided to call her and say, hey, what are you up to today?
Of course. But to me, that's like something I've never dealt with. So it's like, that's fucking weird.
Sure.
You know?
So how do you approach that? Like, or did you approach that knowing that it wasn't a choice, so to speak, that I maintain this relationship? It's necessity co-parenting my children.
Right. And that I completely agree with. I think there needs to obviously be communication there.
Sure.
I've even helped you with communicating with when
you
you're
have.
Upset
That's
with her
real
or something.
Growth.
Yeah.
Because I get highly emotional and angry
and
very
he gets
fast.
Mad and obviously you have, you know, emotions from your past and certain things. So I try to help you with the communication so you're not a dick. But I think our situation's obviously different with everything that happened in the beginning. So I think it would be a little different if, you know, I was friendly with them or I knew her, whatever. But to me, I'm like, obviously standoffish because of everything that happened. So it's hard for me to know that you're still communicating with somebody who was so mean.
Sure.
Or
understood.
Did something that was, you know.
So back to the generalities of the situation.
Yeah.
You said if you've broken up, you laid down your parameters. What about time heals all wounds? And let's say several years down the road, somehow you reconnect with an ex who has moved on and is doing well, and you've moved on and you're in this other scenario.
I guess it depends how long you're in that relationship for and like what your connection with them was. But I feel like, you know, you connect with them down the road, there's got to be some sort of feeling or emotion, right, that comes back when you see that person. I'm not saying that you can't be, and I'm sure there's instances where you could, you know, see someone and be like, oh, cool, like, I'm happy they're doing well. And, like,
right,
that's all I would want for my exes is make sure they're okay, they're doing well, they're fine. But I'm not trying to, like, hang out with them and be friends with them. But that's my situation. I'm sure,
sure
there's others where people are cool with them and they get along. Maybe they hang out.
Swingers.
Swinger? No.
I could never be a swinger.
No.
Absolutely could never do it. I basically,
why?
When I'm in your presence or you're in my presence, I feel next to zero jealousy.
Okay.
I don't know that in my entire life I've ever been in a situation, whether it be at a bar or out with a girl, where I got jealous and wanted to become alpha male and wanted to fight.
Okay.
Now, if somebody's disrespectful or something, then yeah, sure, the you know, time to start swinging. But as far as just, oh, that guy's checking out my girlfriend, which I think is like cliche number one. Like, what are you looking at? I've never been that guy. I'm sure, I know for a fact there are a lot of guys like that get super defensive right off the bat.
Right.
If you're with me and we're at a bar and some guy's chatting you up or whatever, as long as once in a blue moon you give me a nod or a wink or something like, hey, everything's okay, I don't even sweat it. If I find out, however, after the fact that somebody made a pass or an effort, i.e. weird dude with the mechanical bike at the gym, I wouldn't say threatened by that, but instinct took over where, and I guess you could call it jealousy. I went, who is this dude leaving a note on my girlfriend's bike? I want to kill him.
Right.
And you quickly diffused it and reassured me I had absolutely.
There's literally nothing to worry
about.
Of course.
But instinct takes over and back to my primal brain going, mine. That's mine. You can't talk to her. If I'm with her, you can't play with my toys unless my toy is there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But to kick it up to like the swinger level, I don't think I could handle that. I don't think I could watch you physically engage with another dude under any circumstance.
Really?
I think it would totally freak me out and I would never speak to you again.
I'm not trying to have you like, you know, touch another girl or like be like super physical with another girl, if that makes sense.
Totally.
Because that would piss me off.
Okay.
Which is what happened one time when we were at a club. I was like paying attention to what I was doing and all of a sudden I look over and I see this girl like kissing your ear from what I thought would be like, I don't know, a couple minutes because I didn't know how long it had been since I last looked at you. So then all of a sudden I see this and I see red. I was so pissed. I'm like, uh-uh. Like, no, you can look at all the girls you want. I don't get jealous about that. I don't care. You can tell me I think this girl's hot, that whatever. But the fact that this girl was touching you and I didn't know how long it had been going on for, uh-uh.
As the significantly
not up in
more
here.
Sober of the two of us that evening, I can promise you it was approximately 4 seconds.
4 seconds?
Because you looked back at what you were doing, and then you happened to glance over in my direction as it was happening. And as I turned, because I was shocked, I had no idea, she snuck up behind me. And then I turned around, and within a few moments, I was wearing a stack of about 100 single dollar bills as you stormed out.
But that made that rain.
Yeah, no, it wasn't making it rain. It was throwing it like a freaking Randy Johnson fastball. You all of a sudden turned into Clayton Kershaw in the VIP section and fired a stack of hundreds. Or
oh, my God, I was so mad.
Yeah. And again, I think this is inherently like you're not a jealous person. I don't think I'm much of a jealous person.
Right.
But as human beings, it is in all of us to be jealous.
I think sometimes I get jealous when it's been like, I don't know, a month or two when you haven't told me that I'm beautiful or look hot or look good or whatever. If you're not super complimentary to me and then like someone from work will walk by or someone from work will be on TV or I think it's more personal if it's someone we know and you're like, oh, she looks hot or she looks good. Or you say something like that and I'm like, ugh, like you haven't told me that I look hot in like a month. To me, that's when I get jealous.
Well, it makes perfect sense. So I'm going to tell you that you're beautiful and hot and I love you in a very public forum that will live on forever.
And I know you think those things, but, you know, I think I've even voiced that to you before. Like, sometimes a girl needs to hear it. Like, sometimes I need to hear that you think I'm hot.
Totally understood. I'm trying to throw down an investment here that will last several weeks. Do you know what won't last several weeks, only 1 week?
What?
If you head to capocanya.com right now and use the code BEARWITHUS and you get 30% off your entire order. So you should do that right now. We can continue our conversation. I'm becoming a master salesman. I'm basically
You are Billy Mays. Let's
I just
some
need
Oxy
somebody
clean up in
to
here.
Give me an invention that I can hawk.
Oh, I have an invention. Never mind. I was going to come up with some elaborate idea about how to figure out how to put.
Nope. The patent will never clear on that, so just save your time and your money and your effort.
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay, go for it.
What do I do that makes you jealous?
It doesn't make me jealous. It's still something that I've had to come to terms with and learn when you post a thirst trap. And I, again, under the assumption, which we all know what happens when you assume you had a
makes
song.
Makes an ass out of you and me.
That wasn't a setup for your song, by the way. I was just acknowledging.
Appreciate that little volley there.
Mm-hmm. I just have it in my mind that all the time, anyone on the internet that likes your photos is also sending you DMs and shooting their shots at all times. Again, maybe that's just me and my primitive animal brain just going, oh God, that's mine. I got to protect it at all costs. But it's not really anything that you conscientiously do. It's almost, I don't know if innocence is the word or naivete, but you'll say something almost innocently or without any thought behind it of any sort of negative or how it will be taken. about like, oh, hey, so-and-so did this, or this guy gave me this thing, instinctively.
This guy gave me this thing? Like what?
I don't have an example off the top of my head. What?
I don't get it.
This guy gave me tickets to the so-and-so thing.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Anything. Any object, any gift. I understand more often than not it's because of like social media influence where people are inclined to send you things because you post about them and it's advertising and the whole nine. However, once in a while, it's like, huh, I guarantee you like an average dude wouldn't have been able to get that. So somewhere in my mind, I'm going, oh, there's an ulterior motive.
Gotcha.
So that's, I guess, jealousy as I experience it, where it's like, is there something more I need to know about?
I think, and I would hope at this point, you know, like the type of person I am. And like, we know a lot of girls that are willing to do whatever it takes in order to get something on social media or to be able to do something in order to show what they can do in social media. And like, that to me is just not something I'm about. I've never been that way. And I never intend to be that way. And I just find that to be a little bit
questionable.
Sure, great word, questionable. Thirsty, if you will. And that's just not me. To me, I would think you understand that's not the vibe I put out there.
No, totally. And I understand that, but I'm just saying, I think the crux of this whole conversation is that as guys, at least I could
say, you know their intention.
We probably, all of us that are in relationships, I think, maybe I'm dead wrong, but I think are constantly fighting this inherent instinct to be jealous, even though we don't have any need to be more often than not. However, if the hairs on the back of your neck stand up and there is a red flag, the best way to solve it is honesty. Don't confront your partner. Have a conversation with them.
You can't just accuse somebody and have a conversation. And then if you find out something, then cool. But red flag to me, you should always pay attention to those. Like you can't, if you start ignoring red flags, you're so screwed. Because eventually all those red flags are going to turn into a big red.
Is that what flags turn into? Fire?
No, because they're red.
Okay.
Well, what do they turn into then? A big...
I don't know.
Flag blanket?
A big quilt.
A big quilt. An Afghan. Did you call them Afghans? My meme always calls it an Afghan. She's like, oh, because that would be cold. She's like, oh, just take this Afghan.
Yeah, an Afghan is a type of blanket.
It's like a quilt.
No, it's an Afghan. It's like knitted. What is it? Crocheted?
Like, and it's like zigzaggy. Yeah. Unless those were only patterns that she would get.
Yeah, an Afghan is a type of blanket.
Okay. Well, then be careful of all the red flags because eventually you're going to be laying under an Afghan. Does that make sense?
No. The quilt was definitely a better
analogy.
Damn
it! Wow. Come on, Skipper. Steer the boat.
I'm trying. And here comes my lovely live-in iceberg that I'm headed straight toward.
Am I like,
are you impressed by my Titanic reference?
I am. Okay. However, like, you're totally hotter than Jack.
I'm not hotter than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, you are.
That is why I don't trust all of the words that you say, because
you
said some egregious bullshit like
you
that.
You are. Like, today when I was getting my makeup done, because I'm doing a little something after this, so, like, I just don't mind my makeup, but I was in the makeup chair and I was looking in the mirror and you were on the couch and you were putting your sneakers on and I was like, oh, he's so fucking hot.
You were like, draw me, Matt, like one of your girls.
Paint me like one of your girls. So at the end of the day, I guess jealousy is healthy. It's okay to be jealous, but you gotta talk about it, you know?
Honesty solves it all.
It sure does.
The three tenets:
honesty, communication, and sex.
There we go. There they are. Take them, do with them what you will. We will be back next week.
Wait, we have to do questions.
We don't have time for questions today. We've got multiple things we have to do.
Because you're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio so much.
You were the one that brought him up. You tried to tell me I was hotter than Leonardo DiCaprio, and I called you a liar.
I think you're hotter than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, we're all entitled to opinions, even if yours is inaccurate.
I'm sorry, guys, that we couldn't answer your questions this week, so you couldn't hear my French voice.
See, I had a really good close before you cut me off, so I'm going to try it again.
Okay.
What were the three tenets of Bear With Us, Leah?
Honesty, communication, and sex.
Take those tenets, do with them what you will. Hopefully they serve you well in your love life. If not, hopefully you had some fun. We'll be back next week, right here, with more Bear With Us.
Come on, Skipper. Steer the boat.